Years ago, on Valentine's Day, employees of Huntington Life Sciences ripped parts from living animals and sent them to girlfriends and boyfriends at home saying, "My heart only beats for you." They tore eyes from living animals and sent them to their significant others on Valentine's Day saying, "I've only got eyes for you." On Valentine's Day, the 14th of February, 2009, animal rights activists descended on D.C. to punish Huntington Life Sciences customers for this, showing up at the homes of a number of customers, executives' homes, and Alice Griblin of the New York Stock Exchange. Here's what things sounded like outside Alice Griblin's house.
Alice Griblin, in house 28, 38 Chesterfield. Today is Valentine's Day. Are you aware that in 1997, an undercover investigation from Huntington Life Sciences revealed that on Valentine's Day, employees inside HLS were ripping the hearts out of still-breathing, non-anesthetized animals, sending them home to their loved ones with funny notes like, "My heart beats only for you."
For the beagle, for the mouse.
We are here outside your house.
For the climate, for the mouse.
We are here outside your house.
You are connected to Huntington Life Sciences. You are connected to the images on these posters and banners because you are a member of the New York Stock Exchange. Nice ARCA. The Nice ARCA in 2006 decided to try to sneak HLS back onto the stock market. But did you really think that somehow this new electronic only and supposedly anonymous program would stay anonymous? Hell no! You're dealing with the anti-Huntington Life Sciences campaign. Nothing stays anonymous. Nothing stays hidden.
A bunch of animals died today.
Enabler, former big wheel in the D.C. control board, meddler at the University of District of Columbia, everybody knows where you live. Before animal activists showed up at Alice Griblin's house, they warmed up on D.C.'s fur shops, including Andriana's Furs, which is supposed to be going out of business, and of course, Neiman Marcus, also known as Needless Markup or Neiman Carcass. After that, everybody went to the home of Israel's ambassador, taking time out from protesting for animal rights to protest the horrific, heart-rending human suffering that Israel has imposed on the children of Gaza-occupied Palestine.
Your fault!
Your caterpillars!
Your fault!
Our walls!
Your fault!
Our greed!
Your fault!
Ambassador to the U.S. from the state of Israel. You are a war criminal, and now is your time of judgment. The hour of decision is here, and we are calling you to account for all that you have done to the Lyme Meridor. You hide behind gated one of your people killed. You killed 70, and yet you call this self-defense. We call it what it really is, a war crime. Resistance is justified.
Personal accountability was a major theme of the day's protests, whether at Jennifer LeRae's house, Alice Rivlin's house, the Israeli ambassador's house, or any of the many other places that were visited on Valentine's Day, so people who are responsible for great suffering in this world could receive some very special Valentines. The protests, which began prior to 2 o'clock in the afternoon, continued well after sunset.
Jennifer LeRae? You're going to have to answer to your neighbor's wife.
That's the homes of 4 Huntington Life Sciences customer executives. That's the home of Alice Rivlin of the New York Stock Exchange that lists Huntington Life Sciences, 3 fur shops, and the home of the Israeli ambassador. In Washington, D.C., there's